Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This is CSN's Redskins Talk. Here is your host, JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley here, Redskins Talk Podcast. I am joined by my main dude, Rich Tandler. Tandler, say what's up.
What's up, gang?
Oh, wow. He just said what's up. That was the best you've ever done with that.
Thank you.
We also have Mitch, but Mitch is like knee deep in a rotisserie chicken, so I don't know that he's going to talk much.
It's delicious.
It does look good. Tandler, man, this offense, dude, what is going on?
I think if you're going to point a finger, well, the offensive line has not been good, and especially the interior.
Well, I tell you what, let's back and pause real quick.
How can we back up?
Backing up, but let's just tell people where we are and what's going on. We're recording this podcast right after the Redskins. They won, right? What was the final score?
23-17.
They beat the Bengals 23-17.
Which is good.
Hey, it's good to win.
They didn't do it last year.
But
that's right.
They didn't look good again, especially early in the game. And that's a recurring problem. We are in the bowels of FedEx Field recording this podcast in what's it been, about an hour since the game ended, maybe 90 minutes?
Hour.
So this is our fresh thoughts from the game. Tandler, I paused you. Back to you. You were talking O-line. That was a really loud door slam. Sorry if it scared anyone.
That's good. They just didn't play well. Interior. Trent Williams struggled a little bit. Brandon Sheriff did not play well again. There was not, at least early on, there was not much running room up the middle. It just was not good. And then when Kirk Cousins had time to throw, he got sacked, I believe, on the first two third downs or maybe one sack and one intentional grounding he was forced into. He just couldn't get the thing going.
Yeah.
And he just kind of looked a little tentative, kind of like he did last week, threw a pick six to Vontaze Burfict that Burfict made a good play.
He made a good play, but that ball was late.
But it was late, and he never should have thrown it.
And, you know, Gruden said as much afterwards. I thought Gruden was pretty frank. I asked him about the pass protection struggles because last week against the Packers, they blocked well in the pass, but they couldn't run the ball.
Right.
This week, they ran the ball pretty well, and I think that's a really positive development. Rob Kelly's stats were impressive. He had a good
10
game.
For 57.
Yeah, I mean.
In the first half?
Yeah, it's 5.7 a pop. He busted a 25-yarder. Rob played well. They ran the ball well after a couple ugly drives to start. But the pass pro, Kirk was getting hit, and then, you know, on down the line, Colt was getting beat up too.
Had a dumb penalty on their initial drive. A motion penalty that negated a third down conversion.
And that honestly could have changed the whole start of that game. I mean, because if they just get a first down, you know what I mean?
Then guess what?
Right. Like, it's kind of like the monkey's off our back. Right. We're moving the ball.
Which is kind of a low bar for getting a monkey off your back, getting a stinking first down on your first drive. But such is the state of things as they are right now.
It is a low bar. All right. Terrell Pryor and Kirk Cousins are not clicking yet. Terrell Pryor had a drop today.
And Cousins, actually, he did take some of the blame on that, said he let him a little bit too much.
Okay, I wasn't in for Carter.
Yeah. But still, an extremely catchable ball.
Right. And then the pass they did connect on that was for a big first down, I was going back and forth with B. Mitch on Twitter. I thought that ball was a little high. And whether or not it's a good throw, it's not a throw receivers are going to like. You go high and over the middle, those guys are going to get beat up. And Pryor took a shot on that on that ball. They needed the first down. It was a big catch that he got. But I don't know, man.
But I don't know. If you go over the middle, you're going to get hit. And that's just kind of the nature of the business.
Here's the
thing. I didn't have as much of a problem with the throw as you did. It wasn't perfect. Right, yeah. Did you have the problem with the throw or with the decision?
No, I thought the throw was a little high, but I need to watch it. I haven't watched it. But here's the other thing, man. You and I think you wrote this during the week. You and I talked about it. Hey, we finally get to see this Redskins offense at full strength. What happens before the game? Doxon doesn't play.
Yeah, and he said – now, Jay Gruden did say if it was a regular season game, he probably would have played – the hamstring slash groin, which is a new thing
the
in there.
Yeah, the groin addition to that is new.
I get I would guess
just an upper hamstring.
Yeah, if you favor your hamstring some, you're gonna it could get your groin too.
You want to hear a funny story? So pregame, I saw Josh. He came out. He worked out. He was running. Trainers were stretching him out. I talked to him for a few minutes as he was walking in. I kind of walked in the tunnel with him. And I told Josh, and hopefully all of our listeners read my story from last week where I said it's time for Josh Doxon to hit the starting lineup. And I told Josh that, and he was like, oh, cool, man. I was like, do you think today's the day that you'll be out there starting? And he's like, ah, we'll see. And so at that point, I'm like, oh, maybe he's starting. And then, 45 minutes later, he doesn't even come out for warm-ups. He's not dressed. He never even was on the sideline.
Yeah, not that anybody saw.
Well, and I tell you what. Some dude on Twitter, and I'm going to try to find the tweet because I want to credit the guy by name, said he saw Doxon up on the fifth floor of FedEx Field, which I guess is the
it's a suite?
I think it's
club
the suite level.
I
think it's suite level.
Well, they're on the suite level. Press box is on one of the suites.
Well, that's like the super suite level. There's a lot more suites.
Right.
Where I want to credit this dude. But reason for concern for Doxon?
I would have to say so. And now, I think again, concern to alarm. If he's not in there in week one, I would say okay, that's time for alarm. But I'd say concern. Now we have, we kind of enter this black window for 10 days. We're not going to get an injury report until a week from Wednesday.
That they have to.
So we don't know. Could be out there. In individuals, he could be out there doing whatever, and we don't know if he practices, how much he practices, how hard he practices, until we get that limited or full a week from Wednesday.
I tell you what, we're sitting here in this office, and I'm watching Kyle Shanahan's Niners kind of shred the Vikings right now. 10 plays, 88 yards. Kyle can run some offense, man. Say what you want. That dude can run some offense.
Yeah, except when he's got a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl.
Oh, Taylor!
Taylor
off the top rope. Wow.
He's not wrong.
He's not. All right, so I'm going to credit this. So I'm going to do two things here. First, I'm going to say I am not saying this. I am not reporting this. I am not speaking to the veracity on this. But per Trey, at Trey Twist on Twitter, just saw Josh Doxon on the fifth floor at the suite elevator lobby. So it's entirely possible that he went up there to watch the game, maybe with some injured players often will go to kind of team-owned or team-run suites to watch games.
Yes.
So that's not that weird.
If you didn't want to be, probably did not want to be standing the whole game, putting weight on the leg.
Right. So, one thing, and this is kind of a random thought, but Mitch and I were talking about this. Will Compton is playing with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter of the third preseason game.
Yeah, but who else?
He was the defensive captain.
Who else is Mike? Who else is the Mike linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, Martrell could play Mike.
He can. But he was – I mean, they were there. I mean,
I don't know that Nico
Martrell
played.
Did, right? I think I saw him in there late.
Late.
When whoever the – Driscoll, that running quarterback, came in and almost pulled it off. I think I saw Nico
I was downstairs
there.
At that point.
Yeah.
We had a really fun interview with Fish Schmidson on our post-game show. Hopefully you guys saw that. I wanted to get Rob Kelly. Did you get to talk to Rob?
No, he was. He went. He, I don't think he stuck around long. I didn't see him after Gruden. Doesn't mean he wasn't there.
He is quick. Quick feet.
Quick out of the locker room too.
Here's what I'll say, and I've been saying this. I've been asked this 100 different ways. Rob Kelly is the starting running back. Today you saw why. He is a good running back. P. Ryan has clearly established himself as the backup. After Rob busted the 26-yarder and then had like that 5-yard gain after it, he went out just to get a quick blow, and P. Ryan came in.
Powered for a first day. Then he rushed for a third and short.
Two things. I think he came in there just to give him a blow as the backup running back. But then there was a couple short yardage situations where I think that's going to be P. Ryan's role.
Right. You know, somebody – I was going back and forth with somebody on Twitter. Guys, he said – P. Ryan is the better back, and I said no. I said if you want to make a case that he's going to be a better runner, I think you could. But is he the better complete all around running back that Jay Gruden wants to play the position? No, and it's not even close. Kelly is the better all around.
Oh, big man wants a mic.
I was just going to say on the Kelly touchdown, the first guys to meet him back at the sideline were Mac Brown, Samaje Perine, and Matt Jones. Yeah. So for whatever it's worth, cool little moment that those guys are, as much as they're competing and there's talk about who should be the starter, they're still kind of cool with each other, so that's kind of cool.
Or maybe it's a sign that Kelly doesn't really have any competition,
yeah,
or that he's
no
the starter.
Yeah, absolutely, but nice moment.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I tell you what, and a lot of that I think stems from Randy Jordan, who runs a really good room. Those guys love Randy. They are close. And for them to still be close, despite what's going on with Matt and him asking to be released, asking to be traded, it says something to the character. It also says something to the position. I think running backs now kind of know that the position has been devalued across the league, and they're in a bit of a different world now where, you know, even a guy like Le'Veon didn't get the kind of money he expected and all that sort of stuff. I think, look, bright spots today. I think Kelly has certainly won. I think Fabian Moreau played pretty well.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we talked about this sitting up there in the press box, Tandler. Do you find it weird that this, like, I can never sit normally? Like, I'm currently turned sideways.
I don't even think about it, JP. It doesn't even register
my
ADD in my consciousness.
My ADD is just so off the charts that I, like, cannot sit still for more than 4 seconds. But
it's okay here. Tough when you're driving, I got to think, though.
So, Fabian Moreau played well. I think people are a little too excited about the pass breakup in the end zone. If that was a better ball, that could have been a touchdown. But Moreau is
– He kind of used the end line as a 12th defender there. He didn't – he had no room.
A good ball, that would have been a – that was a situation. But I don't know. Regardless, I think he played well. I think Fabian is starting to show that, you know, the word was, hey, this is first-round talent. You're getting him at a discount because of the surgery. And I think he's showing that.
Yeah. No doubt. And
that said,
the special teams contributions
big
too.
Time. I talked to Ben Kotwicka for a few minutes about Fabian and Robert Davis as his gunners on punt coverage, and he was excited by both of them. And that's the way to make the team for those guys, especially a guy like Fabian, a third round pick, is making the team. Period. Robert Davis needs those reps. You know, I mean, he's picked later in the draft at a position with some depth, but I think Robert Davis is making this team, and Brian Quick is not.
I think that's right. But just looking, Davis did not have a pass targeted his way.
I think they were doing some interesting. I mean, think about Sudfeld didn't even play today.
They played the twos the whole game, the whole second half.
Yeah, and I think Tampa.
Well, then is Quick a two?
No.
Okay, but Brian, he played. I think they wanted to give him a chance to.
Right. Brian Quick dropped a touchdown.
Yes.
You know, I mean. Bad week to drop a touchdown, bro.
Yeah.
I think in Tampa, we're going to see a lot of the threes.
A lot of Davis, a lot of – I would see some P. Ryan, but you know, I think maybe a lot of Mac Brown. Finally, for the Mac Brown fans out there,
which I like Mac Brown.
I know. I was surprised you didn't hear from him tonight as soon as I like Brown came in and got in early.
I mean, he was in midway through the third quarter, whereas he hasn't been – I mean – we've talked about it that we think they're going to keep four running backs, but I think that I'm starting to think they might go 26 defense, 24 offense, and not keep four running backs.
That's
so 26 defense, 24 offense, and obviously they're keeping three special team specialists.
Right. Well, that's possible, although you could also –
they didn't go four running backs the last 2 years.
You could also talk about going with two quarterbacks.
What about four tight ends?
Four tight ends is happening. I think that's a lock. And hell, Derek Carrier looked good today. They're not keeping five.
They want to –
Carrier's going to be on a roster somewhere.
They want – yeah. I mean, they want to try to trade him. They're going to try to trade him, try to trade Mac Brown. Now Carrier's a little different. See, with Brown – no, excuse me, Jones. Not Mac Brown.
Okay,
Jones. Matt Jones.
There, yeah.
See, Jones would go to waivers. And if – like, okay, say the Chiefs. The Chiefs just lost their starting running back for the year.
Yep.
They're way down in the claim priority. So it might be worth, a seventh rounder.
Making that call.
Swap a sixth or seventh, something like that, to get him, make sure you can get him. Because
who's
you don't want to just
now?
Hope.
Didn't they just fire their GM?
Yeah.
Andy Reid running that thing?
Well, yeah. Well, they have a GM. They have somebody in his place. But, yeah, the longtime GM just got whacked. So
it's a cold world, man.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. Carrier played well today. Carrier's a pretty good blocker. Any chance they're keeping him and they try to sneak Sprinkle to the practice squad?
Is there a chance? Sure, but I don't.
Let's think about something.
In the anything
Sprinkle
is possible
certainly
realm.
Didn't have a catch today.
I don't think he was targeted. Maybe he didn't have
what
a.
What if they kind of just
didn't have
shut
a snap
him down
on
and
offense.
Hope nobody sees him? Mitch
because
that's
all.
For the mic.
Well, we'll find out.
Hang on,
they'll
local
play
celebrity
him
Mitch Tischler
next
wants
week.
The mic.
Good. Well, give it to him and I'll talk in the meantime.
You could.
I can't see him.
Turn around in your chair.
On the fourth down. On the fourth down.
I'm not
play
sitting
in
here.
The, on the
fidgeting
fourth down play in the – was it the third quarter or fourth quarter with Matt Jones out there? Sprinkle missed real bad on a block. Sprinkle missed real bad on the block to blow up that play and turn it over on down. So forget not having a catch. He's not even blocking well. And that's what we thought we were getting
right.
At him.
You keep it, Mitch.
Well, all right. Mitch just threw it at me, so if that made a weird noise, don't blame me. I thought Colt played well. I think he needed to play well. He hadn't looked particularly good.
Not that he was going anywhere, but just for confidence sake.
Right. Wait. Let's get Mitch over here real quick. Mitch gave us some pretty bad intel on our pregame Facebook Live, Chandler.
Yeah, I did. I did. What I said was that Sudfeld was taking the normal snaps that Colt normally takes in pregame. That's all I was going with. And I was saying over the however many years it's been, 10 years that I've been here, the second team quarterback takes the second snaps and whatnot. And Sudfeld was out there taking just about every throw in the pregame warmups. Now, Colt maybe had a tired arm, didn't want to warm up, whatever it may have been. But Sudfeld was out there, so
maybe they were letting Suddy get a whole bunch of snaps and warm up because they knew he probably wasn't going to play.
Certainly. There's certainly a lot of reasons for it.
I think
he
gets all of game four.
Yeah, I think Colt – I don't even know if Kirk's going to fly to Tampa.
Oh, because they –
he said.
Did he?
Yeah.
Get that back.
Going. Yeah.
What are they going to do with the welcome home luncheon and all that?
They go to that, and then they take the bus to the airport and go.
All right. We are going to miss the welcome home luncheon because at least I'm flying down to Tampa during the morning. And we're going out for a killer steak dinner, which there will be reports on. Don't
there will
you
be
worry.
Lots of reports on.
I tell you what, before I forget, I'm going to tease two things.
Real quick, traffic and weather on the 8s. Just bowl right over you.
Just
traffic
Mitch,
and weather.
Just button right in.
Traffic and weather on the 8s. We're supposed to have another awesome game in Tampa.
That's the bad weather.
They're supposed to call for to dump rain over Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Tampa. So
dude, let's not
I even, just can't
hang on,
wait
hang
for
on,
that.
Hang on. I'm serious for a minute. Because of what's going on in Texas, let's not complain about
true
rain.
There's, good point. Actually, great point.
There's a serious situation down there, and we're hoping the best for all those folks. We
right.
Really
we won't have to take rowboats to,
let's not
to
even.
The stadium.
But all right, two things I want to plug. One, and this is a Tandler idea, and occasionally they're good. I think this is an awesome idea. We are going to set up a Redskins Talk podcast survivor pool, and the prizes will be determined. Hopefully it'll be something cool out of Rich Tandler's closet, some like old jacket. I think it'd be pretty funny. Do you have any like old weird clothes you'd give away, Tandler?
Not that anybody would be interested.
I think they'll be interested. I think that'd be pretty funny. But we'll come up with some cool prizes. Maybe we'll get our sales or marketing folks to give us something cool.
Yeah. They haven't ponied up in a while.
To do any sort of prize, man, they got to like run it through legal and stuff. You and I will just give something goofy away, and then we're okay. But that's going to be a lot of fun, so watch for that. I'm thinking we might do it. ESPN.com or NFL.com has one. We're going to try to make it as easy as possible, but we want all you guys in. Number two that I was going to plug, we got a big podcast coming Tuesday morning. I sat down and talked to Scott McLuhan. We had a really good interview. You guys are really going to enjoy that, so make sure you listen to that one. All right, Taylor, we're going to wrap here because people are looking at us funny. So let's try to
They always look at me funny. I don't know about you.
You're a funny guy, Taylor. What are your give me a final thought.
A final thought is better but not good enough.
Better, not good enough?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, certainly you're not going to win games. Although, despite all of this, at halftime, when it was the ones against the ones, they were down 1 point right in the game.
Right.
Wasn't it 14-13 at half?
Yeah.
So it's...
Of course, I got the premonition of the year after they recovered that first fumble.
Yo, you
when
nailed
I said
that.
From there.
You really did nail that.
It's immediately after they recovered the fumble, I said, oh, okay, so that's a 47-yard field goal for Hopkins. The only thing I missed was a sack that forced it to be a 51-yard
field goal.
They
got like a 6-yard gain and then got a sack.
Yeah, got a sack.
Well, and I tell you what, that's two turnovers now in back-to-back weeks where the offense has been in good position, once in the red zone, one in scoring position, probably at the 35 or something.
Yep.
And nothing.
Nothing. Not a first down.
Cannot do that. The entire offense has to be better. The line, the quarterback, the receivers, top to bottom.
Yeah, you can find fault all up and down, all through the depth chart, as a matter of fact, you can find fault.
And we can talk about the defense. The defense was okay. But like we've said, Taylor, the offense is what's going to drive this thing. And if the offense isn't there, this team's going to struggle.
Yep, no doubt.
All right. Taylor, you've been doing good at encouraging folks to subscribe and give us reviews, so do that now.
Would you please subscribe? I mean, we're still doing – we did not as many as we did during training camp. We're doing them almost every day. We're still doing a lot of podcasts. The best way to keep track of them, subscribe, and just let them pop onto your phone or whatever you listen to fine podcasts on.
And do the reviews. I'm checking the reviews now because they're entertaining. If you have a funny one, I am going to screenshot it and tweet it out. If you put your Twitter handle in there, I will tweet it. I will credit you on Twitter, especially when you're making fun of Tandler on the reviews. I get
that's
a kick out of that.
That's so easy to do.
And start making fun of Mitch, too. He deserves it. Mitch is a celebrity. He's big time. He's laying down here while the rest of us are in these little chairs. Mitch has a whole couch to himself. Mitchell, you got one final thought? You're going to have to come over to the mic, dude.
Yeah.
Now he'll get up. Yeah, he needs his airtime. Big man needs his airtime.
I'm good. I'm over the preseason. Let's get to the regular season. Let's go.
I'm with you, man. This Tampa game is going to be a show, and then on to the real thing, man.
On to the real thing.
And I tell you what, cut day is going to be nuts, too, going from 90 to 53. So our schedule this week, you're going to have a new podcast Tuesday morning with Scott McLuhan. Then you'll hear from Taylor and I again after the game in Tampa, probably Thursday night, Friday a.m. Taylor, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. You've made it this far. Owe you a beer.